You might not know biometrics even exists unless you had a job working with very sensitive information, say at an online airline reservation company.
Information coming in for flight reservations and credit cards are being debited at a furious rate.
Biometrics is the technology that identifies you by recognizing your iris, fingerprint, hand, or voice. And in many countries, including the U.S., businesses of all kinds are experimenting with the concept. There's a California fast food chain that let you charge your burrito with a thumbprint. And some banks are considering replacing the good old card and PIN code.
I think the ATM's convenient.
There are 120,000 ATMs in the U.S. People do more than 12 billion transactions on them every year. And the experts seem to agree that, for the time being, you jeopardize very little of your privacy when you use them.
We transmit all of our data across high-speed data lines that are encrypted and they're very secure.
The risk is probably less than having a car accident on the way to an ATM.
That's First Star Security Chief Terry Gerling and ATM expert Barry Schreiber, a criminal justice professor. Most banks still use cards and PINs, but Rick Norton, the head of the International Biometric Industry Association, says biometrics means better protection for your money, your records, and so your privacy.
We see this as an issue where technology, to one degree, explains how a person's privacy can be protected and how this information can be used to ensure that this information is not abused.
In other words, since it's difficult to fake an iris, the chance of someone invading your privacy is very low. But imagine a roadblock in a police state. Professor Schreiber says the fact that you can't change your iris or your other attributes is why biometrics is a threat to your privacy.
Would you trust your DNA to the Third Reich or the KGB?
But Schreiber says the fear of Big Brother may be a secondary roadblock to widespread use of biometrics.
The idea of having even a low-power laser probe the back of my eyes on a regular basis is not very attractive. It doesn't have a lot of consumer appeal.
But in an unscientific sampling near a St. Paul ATM, biometrics, including the iris scan, wasn't such a hard sell.
If they get the technology right, I have no problems with that. I'm worried about people taking my card and somehow figuring out, you know, the password for the PIN code. Privacy concerns, we have no privacy in this country.
I think it'd be wonderful, but I would be concerned about how much it would cost. And then the bottom line, you know, they're already sticking so many service fees on us and stuff. I'm afraid they'd push those up. So.
Looks like you don't need to worry about a biometric fee anytime soon. The level of fraud is so low, First Star's ATM security chief says it doesn't make business sense to install a brand new system.
No bank would implement a $1 million solution for a $10,000 problem.
But Barry Schreiber says banks wouldn't wait until fraud losses equal the cost of installing a biometric system. All it would take is a significant elevation in the public's distrust of ATMs. Not so far-fetched, he says, when you consider some people's response to the Y2K bug. John Raby, Minnesota Public Radio.